Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. And once again, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on your real love station, KAYT 88.1 FM in Alexandria, 92.5 FM in Shreveport, and 98.9 FM Monroe. We bid you Godspeed in the name of Jesus. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 27 years.
Minister Mildred Townsend.
You said that kind of slow. You forgot.
Oh, I was trying to reach up to the mic. That's
okay. All right. Keep on reaching. Beautiful wife of 27 years, Minister Mildred Townsend. Been together for 27 years. Praise be to God. Blessed with four wonderful sons.
Yes.
And three beautiful grandchildren. And we're just excited what God is doing. And to all of our brothers and sisters near and far, we're just excited. We're elated to be with you. Wherever you might be, your places of confinement, your hospital rooms, maybe you're behind prison bars. We still want to let you know we bid Godspeed to you equally as well. Maybe you're going through some afflictions in the home, afflictions on the job. Whatever you might be, we want to let you know that you have caring and loving people that care for you and are concerned about your well-being. Praise be to God. Because we know that we serve a God that is able to do more and abundantly than we could ever ask or think. But the truth of the matter is, you can't serve two.
All right.
Praise be to God, because serving too ain't easy to do. As a matter of fact, it's a prerequisite for getting it right with God.
Yes.
Amen. He said, you cannot love the world, neither the things that are in the world, because all that is in the world, truthfully, is nothing but the love of the eye, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. These are three components that are seeking to keep the quote-unquote Christian from being victorious. And if we allow ourselves to succumb to the things of the world, that's the reason why the Word of God clearly tells us make a difference between what? Clean and unclean, holy and unholy, righteous and unrighteous. It is our endeavor, as brothers and sisters, in the Lord to help you reach that qualification in the things of God. Minister Mildred, if you so kindly would you share a scripture with us and a brief word of prayer in Jesus' name?
James chapter 1, 5 and 6 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let them ask of God to give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that waver is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God, that when we ask and when we pray, God, we believe, God, today. And even now, Lord God, we just thank you and praise you for being such a good God. We thank you because there's nobody like you even now, Lord God. We pray, God, for your people everywhere. We pray, God, for the ones that are shaking and faking, Lord God. For so many, Lord God, are playing with you in this end time. Lord God, because the Satan has their mind, Lord God. Some loving the world and loving you at the same time. Lord, you said in your word, that's a no-no. Amen. That's a no-no for the things of God. Father, we ask that you touch your people today and give her a heart to go wholeheartedly after you, God, and leave the world alone. You told us, Lord, if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. Lord, help us to love the things that would be pleasing to you, Lord God. Help us to do the things, Lord, that are pleasing to you. Lord, we can't call on your name and at the same time holding hands with the devil. Lord God, you don't operate like that. Let your people know today, God, that this time is running out. You're soon to come back, Lord God. I was talking to my sister just on 2 days ago, God, and it was in our little hometown in the Delta. They're saying that we're having three funerals, amen, just in our little bitty town
on today. Father, we ask you to look on the bereaved families, Lord God. And every one of them, Lord God, was in their 50s. Wasn't old, old people. But God, you know all about it today. Let your people know that you're soon to come back. And we got to get it right, Lord God. We can't do the things that will be displeasing to you. And yet, stand we on our way to heaven. Father, help us today, Lord God. Help us, Lord, in everything that we do or say. In the mighty name of Jesus. Touch somebody out there, Lord, in the radio land today, Lord God. Lord, let them be affected and let them hear the word of God and apply it to their life, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Minister Mildred. We certainly appreciate, amen, that scripture and prayer. And as always, brothers and sisters, we want to give you the VIP invitation to join us at the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, 111 Cloverdale Road, right there in Natchez, Mississippi. I tell you what, on our way here, we thank and praise God, even for the brothers and sisters that help us. Brother C.J. Collins, if you're out there listening, we want to throw the high five your way to you and to your family. That's right. We were on our way to the station, and we caught a flat, and I tell you what, God sent us a helper. That's right, Brother C.J. Collins from Jonesville.
Yes.
Passing by on his way to Shreveport, and he saw that we were stranded on the road, and he stopped, and he gave us a hand. And so we want to throw the high five your way, and we speak a bishop's blessing upon you and your family. He said, if you so much as give one a cold drink in the name of a prophet. You're going to receive a prophet's reward. And so therefore, the reward that God would share with me, Father, I hereby declare and decree that you put it on Brother Collins and his family right now. He and his son got out and helped us to change the flat tire so that we could get up here to the radio station. And you see, that's what it's all about. And I thank and praise God for that on today. But on a more positive note, we've been in the arena of sharing with God's people the importance of staying connected with God and how God, amen, is not going to settle for nobody's sloppy seconds.
All right, now, make it plain, Bishop.
Amen. You see, being with God is just like a man married to a woman. Amen. If that woman found out that her husband was cheating on her, you think she's going to put up with it? She would after a while. She would put up with it because she knows one thing, she loves him. But she don't love the sinful things he does. Now, if it's going to jeopardize her well-being, and if he's out there being other than promiscuous, and he's adulterating, and he's doing certain things, and he's having unprotected sex, do you think that that wife is going to, in her right mind, be intimate with that man? No, she's not.
No, she's not.
No, she's not. Well, somebody may say, well, Bishop tells us she's going to use protection. Let me tell you, when it comes to sin, there is no protection.
Yeah, I'm saying.
When it comes to living a sinful life, there is no protection. God showed us that in the Word. But brothers and sisters, what we're trying to do is prepare you so when the Lord gets ready to come. And see, not only that, if you're not anchored in Jesus, I didn't say anchored in the church.
In Jesus.
I didn't say anchored in the organization.
In Jesus, Bishop.
I didn't say anchored in the pastor. I didn't say anchored in the reverend.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't say anchored in the mother board or the deacon board. If you are not anchored in Jesus, you are going to drift away. Amen. And we're living in times now where it's drawing closer and closer. And see, Jesus wants you to know, he wants you to get to know him for yourself. Amen. Jesus wants to get you to know him for himself. We shared with God's people on last week about how where Jesus was getting the church back in order, Minister Mildred.
Yeah.
And he was letting them know about certain prerequisites that must be met. He was letting them know how that he had some things against the church and the different dispensations of what the church is in. And so, brothers and sisters, what we're clearly telling us that, yes, Jesus loves us and he cares about us.
Yes.
But he has expectations.
That's it.
And we've got to meet those expectations one way or the other. Now, there is a parable that people love to use called the tare and the wheat. And that parable was clearly telling us that when we are not watchful and mindful, the enemy will come in and sow lies, deception.
Yes, he will.
Trickery.
Yes, he does.
And all of these things in your walk with God. That's the reason why Jesus constantly gave the admonition to watch.
As well as pray.
As well as pray.
Yes, Lord.
You see, when you pray, most people think that it's only asking Jesus like he's this big cosmic Santa Claus.
Make it plain.
Or this big old sugar daddy up in the sky for what we want. But see, prayer is just like communicating between a husband and a wife.
Come on now.
You know, a lot of times what happens is when that husband is with the wife and she's talking to him, she says, Are you listening to me? He say, yeah, I hear you. Mm-hmm. And he's doing exactly what he's doing. He's hearing, but he ain't listening.
He ain't listening.
And that's the way our relationship comes with God. A lot of time we hear God, but we're not listening to God.
Amen.
Because there are so many voices that have come out there in the world to distract our attention. There are so many gimmicks and schemes that are out there. And the word of God says that because men would rather believe a lie than the truth.
Yes.
But one thing I love about the apostles, the more that I read about the apostles and the more that I'm intrigued with them, because you know what they did? They never went along or, you know, just went along to get along.
Come on.
They didn't do that. As a matter of fact, when things were out of order, they set things in order right away. I remember when Paul and them was getting ready to go to the hour of prayer. And there was a young damsel, Minister Mildred, that was possessed with a spirit of divination. And because she was giving her testimony, it sounded good. You know, we're people that as long as we don't judge anything properly, we don't discern anything. And if we hear a person speaking in tongue, we automatically think that it's God.
Mm-hmm.
We hear somebody testify, we automatically think that it's God. We hear a prophet prophesying, we automatically think it's
yes.
God. But God wants the children of God to wake up and understand and say that everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord,
come on,
shall not enter into the kingdom of God. Why is that, Bishop Townsend? Because there are many imposters.
Yes, they are.
The Bible says that Satan has transformed himself as an angel
of light.
Of light.
Yes.
And if he does that, make no mistake that even his ministers have the same ability to do the same thing. But how can we tell the difference, Bishop Townsend? What is it that's going to let us know the difference between a real minister, preacher, or whatever the case have you, as opposed to a fake one? He said, a tree
is known yes.
by the fruit it bears.
Come on now.
Amen. We got people walking in adultery and fornication, lying, cheating, and stealing, and thinking that the handling of the word of God is going to make it right. But one thing I like about it, even when it comes within the body, we've got to get things straight within the body. Minister Mildred, remember when Apostle Paul heard what Peter, another apostle, was doing
mm-hmm.
that was out of the will of God? He withdrew himself from the Jews when those of the circumcision would come up.
Yes.
And when Peter would do this, he thought it was nothing wrong with it. But what did the apostle Paul do? He said, yes. I withstood him to the face. Paul, why are you doing that? Because I don't go along just to get along.
Well,
if it's wrong for the sheep, it's wrong for the shepherd.
Yes, it is.
Did you hear what I said?
It's right.
If it's wrong for the sheep, it's wrong for the shepherd.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Amen. Let me tell you something. If Bishop Townsend is ministering to a homosexual or a prostitute, I ain't got to withdraw from them when I see other saints come up because my motives are pure.
Yes, right.
You see, Peter's motives wasn't right, and when your motives ain't right, they got to be dealt with in a way. Now, people say, but you know what? We got to do it in love. You know how Peter did it in love? Paul did it. He withstood him to the face.
That's right. In love.
In love. He withstood him to the face to say, you know what? Because he was to be blamed.
Yes, Lord.
And if we're living a life that is unconducive and righteous, whether we are a leader, a pastor, a preacher, then you are, I am, or anybody is to be blamed for the misconduct of what we are doing as unto the Lord. He withstood him. Now, the Bible says he withstood him. And after he withstood him, I believe they got some good understanding behind that later on. What are you doing, Paul? I'm letting Peter know that I'm not just going to go along to get along. And that's the way the Holy Ghost operates. That's the subject of our lesson today. We don't go along just to get along. Yes, we pray for people when they are in sin. We pray for them that they sit down until they come out of sin.
Amen. They can't
because,
be up.
Because
yes.
One thing about it, people love to say, well, the Bible said, let us that are spiritual restore. First of all, you can't restore a man that don't repent.
They got to humble themselves and repent, Bishop. That's how you're saying. That's what you're saying.
That's exactly what Minister Mildred, if I've done you wrong, amen, I cannot, amen, be reconciled back to you until I say what?
You're sorry and mean it.
Not I'm sorry.
Please
forgive me.
Yes.
See, I can say I'm sorry.
And you can say, please forgive me,
but
too.
But unless I ask for true forgiveness.
Exactly.
True forgiveness. And you know what? True forgiveness means that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get us back on proper channel.
And you're not going to go back and do the same thing over to ask again. See, that's the problem. So many people today, Bishop, they say, well, I keep a repentant heart. So I'm repenting by the same stuff over and over. I fornicated yesterday and then today. Forgive me, Lord. Then today I'm doing it. Forgive me, Lord. That's not true repentance. True repentance means that I turn from my sin after I repent and then God restore me.
All sin is sin in God's eyes. So
that's right. See, whatever it is.
Let me share something with you. A lot of people say, well, you know what? I ain't fornicating. I ain't adulterating. But if you stealing, that's still sin.
You better believe it.
Lying, cheating,
backbiting, all of that.
Amen. You know what? We had the priests and the nuns, amen, who were living celibate lives, but you know what they were doing? They were still caught up in homosexuality and lesbianism. Well, you know what? They weren't living celibate lives. They were still caught up in sexual sins. And so when it comes to the Word of God, we're going to show you through the Word of God that as children of God, you don't go alone.
Just to get along. Amen.
When something ain't right, you have to address it.
Got to.
God wants you to address it. Minister, please go with me to the book of Acts, and then we're going to go to the book of Corinthians. We got about, 15 minutes to share this. And to all of our brothers and sisters, amen, that this word is a blessing to you, please correspond with us. You can write us at 111 Cloverdale Road to our brothers that are incarcerated. We is looking to hear from you still also. 111 Cloverdale Road, Natchez, Mississippi, 39120. Or you can always immediately call us after the broadcast. It is our endeavor to share the truth with you. It is the truth that makes you free.
Amen.
It is the truth that makes you aware that's right, you can live a life above sin. Amen. You ain't got to just be rich in this world in substance. You can be rich in the things of Jesus. Bishop, are you saying we can live? You mean we can live? God got perfect people. You better believe he's got them.
You could be if you want.
Elijah thought he was the only prophet that had not bowed to the feet of Baal. And he told God, he said, you know what? I'm the only somebody.
And he said, nope.
No, you ain't the only one.
No.
You ain't the only one. Bishop Townsend, you ain't the only one God got preaching this. He's got other people preaching that you are to live lives free of sin.
Amen. And many of them.
Praise be to God. Minister Mildred, let's go to the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, starting at verse number 9. Help me out real quick, if you will.
And I'm just thinking, Bishop, when you were saying that, you know, God got people. God got people after his own heart. You know, maybe it wasn't that way before, but as life and the changes of life, things that come to their,
look,
you know.
You are so right. And I tell people this. Now, everybody loved to talk about David. They love to talk about all the imperfections of people. They love to say, well, you know, Paul was a murderer, Moses. They forget the key word was.
Was. All of them was.
They don't say is. They love to say was. Well, see, I can stand behind a man who was a murderer.
I can too.
I can stand behind a man who was an adulterator.
Mm-hmm.
I can stand behind a man who was a man, a pedophile or whatever.
Not
he
is.
Was. But I'm talking about is.
Present time. Hallelujah.
See, that's the difference.
I don't want to adulterate now.
If you're in sin,
I don't want
you're not
a
in a position
Hallelujah.
To tell you or lead nobody nowhere.
That's right.
I tell people all the time. I was sharing with the brother earlier. I say, my mama used to tell me smoking was bad, and I was looking right at her smoke.
Ah.
And she would tell me, son, don't do this. And as soon as she say, now go put this cigarette out in the toilet, I couldn't wait to get a chance to
you
smoke.
You got your pull on it. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
My
she would tell
God.
Me, drinking ain't no good, but I would see her with a fifth of Hennessy.
You want to
And
taste?
She would say, drinking ain't no good. And I would say, yeah. She said, now don't y'all drink because drinking ain't no good. How you going to tell somebody
you can't, Bishop.
What they shouldn't
you
do?
Can't.
And you do, we got a lot of preachers doing the same thing.
My God.
Preacher, if you in sin, you can't tell nobody.
No, need to
Evangelist,
sit down.
If you in sin, you can't
sit
tell
down.
Nobody. Apostle, you can't tell nobody.
Sit down.
Amen. Deacon, you can't tell
That's
nobody.
That's right, preacher.
I mean, you can tell them, but it's going to be none effective.
None effective.
You'll be just like the seven sons of Sceva.
Yes, Lord.
Talking loud.
And singing.
But you really ain't saying nothing. Watch this. Let me show you why you don't go along to get along. Starting 8, number 9 says what, Minister Mildred?
Number 9 says, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery.
Brothers and sisters, many of you have had sorcery used on you.
You better believe it.
And so because you've been, now can I tell you what sorcery equates to today? Sorcery equates to today that people will use psychological manipulation to manipulate you. Psychological manipulation varies in different ways. Manipulation starts off by wooing you and persuading you that they have high regards for your life.
Well,
but the truth of the matter is that the regard that they have for your life is only to better their life. That's the way Simon was. Mm. He was one who used witchcraft.
Yes.
To put himself up as something great or someone great. It equivalates in the same dispensation of time that we got today. People that want to be great that have not been called by God, who go through the motions to look great in the sight of people as someone great. But when it's all said and done,
come on now,
they're really not of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Simon the sorcerer fit that criteria. He used sorcery. What else, Minister Mildred?
Bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one.
Uh-huh. What else happened?
To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is a great power God.
See what happens when you don't have pure
discernment?
Discernment, ladies and gentlemen. When you don't have discernment, because somebody comes doing elaborate things, you'll think it's of God. Because they come speaking in tongues, jumping and shouting, you'll think it's of God. But see, when you got spiritual discernment, you're just like the Apostle Paul when the damsel that had the spirit of divination began to testify and say, these are men of the Most High God that have come to show us the way of salvation. And Paul, the Bible says, she did this many days. But when you got discernment, something is going to grieve you about the lifestyle of the individual that's professing to be godly. If you don't get grieved, something wrong.
Need God.
Amen. If you know a person is in sin and it don't grieve you and you around them, something wrong.
Amen. Check your salvation.
See, even though Paul did not see any natural manifestation, he didn't see her fornicating. He didn't see her being promiscuous. But the Holy Ghost.
Come on now.
On the inside of him. See, that's the reason why you got to have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Without the holiness of God operating in your life, you'll go along.
To get along.
Just Amen. To get along.
Yes, yes.
You see, Simon the sorcerer was only concerned about the prestigious title that he had placed himself in around the people. But the discernment of God's Holy Spirit began to operate. Now watch this, why you don't go along just to get along. What else, Minister Mildred?
And to him they had regard because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries.
See, brothers and sisters, you're bewitched with sorceries right now.
My God.
When the prophets come from out of town and you got to leave from here and there to go see what the prophets
say
and hear your own pastor who's been laboring with you, sharing the word of God with you, and you won't even support him, but you'll come to somebody else that tell you they're going to take a piece of thread and wrap it around your hand and God going to bless you, and you won't even bless your own church home.
Jesus.
You've been bewitched.
Yes, Lord.
And don't even know it. Why? Because men would rather believe a lie
than the truth. Amen. Tell me something good.
Amen. Tell me a lie. Tell me anything.
Anything.
Amen. But see, let me show you why we don't go along just to get along. Minister Mildred, after he found out this, then the people began to get the Holy Ghost. Skip on down to verse number, if you will, skip over to verse number 14.
14 said, now when the apostle, which was at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John.
Sent the apostles down there. And see, one thing about it is God going to always back up the truth of his word.
Amen.
Uh-huh. He going to back it up. And when you got real men of God, they ain't going to go along just to get along.
Amen.
If you're a real man of God, you ain't going to go along to get along.
That's it.
If you're a real woman of God, you ain't going to go along just to get along. You going to address the issue. And you know what? You're not going to be concerned what somebody think or feel. Because
obey
you know
God.
What? When
Amen.
It's all said and done,
you see,
there was a lying prophet in the book of Kings, Minister Mildred,
I know.
Who went along to get along. And when the lying prophet came and told him, said, I'm a prophet too.
Mm-hmm.
And God told me to tell you to come back with me. And he listened to him. He
exactly.
went along to get along. And then God turned around and used prophetic utterance through the lion prophet. And he said, for as much as the Lord said for you to eat no bread nor drink no water in this place, you have disobeyed God. See what happens when you go along to get along.
Amen.
And he said, your carcass shall not make its way to the sepulcher of thy father. A lion killed him. What about you, my sister?
Killed him. True.
What about you, my brother? You going to go along to get along? Are you going to let God take you out of here just because you want a prestigious title or a position with somebody? Somebody's offered you something that seems to be lucrative for your benefit, but when it's all said and done, God is the orchestrator of what he wants us to do. What else did say, Minister Mildred?
Who then they were come down, pray for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost.
Peter and John came down that the people might receive the Holy Ghost. And then what happened?
For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
They were baptized into Jesus' name by having the name of Jesus Christ called over them in water baptism. Then what happened?
And they laid their hands on them, And they received the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh. And then what happened?
And when Simon saw that through laying on the hands of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them some money.
You see, when the spirit of covetousness overtakes a man who is not thoroughly governed by God, he thinks that I've got to come up with schemes and ideas to draw the minds of the people. But let me tell you one thing. When you're truly governed by God, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw
all men.
You see, Simon wanted to draw some more people.
Yes.
So he had to come up with some solutions, some schemes, if you will. He had to come up with some more sorcery.
Yes.
And in his mind, he could not differentiate the truth about the truthful manifestation of the miracles that the apostles were doing with his witchery. Many of you brothers and sisters can't tell. If you saw a real healing, you couldn't tell it. You couldn't tell if you saw true prophetic utterance, if it was being forth, because you've been bewitched with so much witchery and soft witchcraft, you don't know what you're seeing. You don't know. When they tell you to bring me the handkerchief and I'm going to do this, bring me the water and I'm going to do this, let me tell you something. If you got the Holy Ghost, the same power lieth in you.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Amen. Amen. The same power. He said these signs will follow them
that believe.
But when you're up under witchcraft, you got to find a prophet. You got to find somebody to lie in your spirit to make you think that something's going to happen. That's what Simon the sorcerer did. Mm-hmm. What else, Minister Mildred?
And when Simon saw, saying, give me also this power that whomever I lay hands on, receive the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh. So it's all about getting some more money.
Right. And peace.
Now, see, he know it take money to make money.
Exactly.
So if I give you some money, that's going to help make me some more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time that we're living in now, even when it comes to ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We've got ministry coming up. It's all about the
money.
Benjamins.
Yes.
It ain't about the souls being saved.
No, it's not.
Amen. It ain't about it. Because, see, let me tell you something, brother, sister. I can pray for your healing.
Yes, Lord.
But if you ain't saved, your soul's still going to go to hell.
Woo. Glory.
Jesus told many people, go and sin no more.
And that's a worse.
But we ain't hearing that now.
That's it.
We ain't hearing telling people to go and sin no more.
And then they
we want to talk about is the love of God.
Yes.
And the love of God is good. But that love was shed already over 2,000 years ago.
Yes, Lord.
And so now he ain't going to do nothing else. And he has left the preaching of the gospel to get us right.
Get us right.
What do you think the book of Revelation is about? Woo. Getting the churches right.
Jesus, true.
Uh-huh.
True.
And if we ain't right, we going to get left.
Left behind.
Simon's heart wasn't right. And so now he wanted to buy it. Skip down to verse 22. What is the statement?
He said, repent therefore of this, thy wickedness. And pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee.
Now, let me tell you, Simon the sorcerer got baptized in Jesus' name. History doesn't record that he received the Holy Ghost, and apparently he didn't because you can't still operate in sorcery and profess to be of Jesus Christ, too.
Nope.
But it's a scam. It's a gimmick now that people are using. They are using the name of God and Jesus. So the Bible tells us there ain't nothing new under the sun.
That's right.
But you know what? Peter confronted him because you don't go along to get along.
That's right.
Huh? Now, he could have said, now, Simon, in love. Now, I want you to receive this in love. No, he withstood
them
him and told
face.
Him, you going to die. Your money going
to
die
perish
with you.
Perish you this day.
Because your heart
yes.
is not right. See, God looking for men and women to tell people the truth.
Same thing this word say.
Your heart
that's what
he's
looking
right.
for. Hallelujah.
Brother, sister.
Yes.
Bishop. Apostle.
Yes.
Amen. Prophet, your heart ain't right.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And that's what God wants the body of Christ to be in. So you see, brothers and sisters, we are living in a time to whereas if we don't tell the truth, woe.
Unto us.
When God told that prophet, Minister Mildred, don't go back the way you came. Don't salute. But he disobeyed the voice of God. See, the problem is many of us don't know the voice of God.
A lot of voices and don't know God. A lot of them speaking to you, bishop.
Degrees don't make you know the voice of God.
It's sin is present.
Amen. Certificates don't make you know the voice of God. You know how you know the voice of God? By spending time with him. Jesus said, my sheep.
Know my voice. Strangers.
Let me tell you something. In the book of Corinthians, the Apostle Paul had to address the issue of a young man that was caught up in fornication. And when he addressed the issue, you know what he told the people? He said, put that wicked one
out.
Listen to what Paul calls
you. Mm-hmm.
Put him out from among you. Why? Because you don't go along just to get along.
All right.
You see, a person cannot be restored if they ain't willing to repent. So Paul said, put that wicked
one.
If you know a person in sin and you just going along to get along with them,
mm-mm.
you might as well be in sin with that person. If my children bring stolen goods in my house.
Yes, Lord.
And I say, well, it ain't me. They got to give an account one day for themselves. But that's my house.
You're responsible for it, Bishop.
Amen. Now, if I'm walking with people that's living ungodly lives, I'm responsible for
that. That's right, Bishop.
And you know what? I got to tell them, if you're doing things that ain't right, I can't have no fellowship. I'll pray for you.
Amen.
Amen. But until you make up your mind to sit down and get it right, he said, put that wicked person out from among you. Brothers and sisters, we love you in Jesus' name. Minister Mildred, we got to go. What else?
Amen. We just want people to know that God is willing that none perish, but all come to repentance. Time is running out.
Hey, it's running out, and brothers and sisters, it's time to get ready. Hey, listen.